As we come from our time of confession to a time of thanksgiving, I invite you to take your copy of the scriptures and turn to Psalm 111. Psalm 111. Praise the Lord. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart, in the company of the upright in the congregation. Great are the works of the Lord, studied by all who delight in them. Full of splendor and majesty is his work, and his righteousness endures forever. He has caused his wondrous works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and merciful. He provides food for those who fear him. He remembers his covenant forever. He has shown his people the power of his works in giving them the inheritance of the nations. The works of his hands are faithful and just. All his precepts are trustworthy. They are established forever and ever, to be performed with faithfulness and uprightness. He sent redemption to his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All those who practice it have a good understanding. His praise endures forever. Let's give thanks. O Lord, our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we praise you that you have revealed yourself in creation. We praise you that you have shown us your power and your divine attributes. And this evening we thank you for gathering us as your people. We thank you that you have given us the privilege and the avenue of prayer right into your very throne room through the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for the privilege of being able to lift our praises to you. Oh Lord God, you have been good to us out of the abundance of your creation. You have caused the sun to shine and the rain to fall on the just and the unjust. You are a good, gracious, kind God. We thank you that in this nation you have blessed us abundantly. Lord, tonight we are comparatively a wealthy people. We are comparatively a protected people. Lord, you have enabled us for generations to be a blessing to other nations. We thank you, Lord, for the missionary work and the missionary service that has been sent from this nation to other nations over the generations. Lord, we thank you for the freedoms that you have given to us. We thank you for the liberties that we have in this land. Particularly, we thank you for the liberty to hold and proclaim our faith and the liberty to worship Jesus Christ, to worship the triune God through Christ. Lord, we thank you that we have a good system of government. We thank you, Lord, that you have the produce that you've given to us from our land and from our commerce. Lord, you have given us our daily bread and more. And Lord, we thank you that you've not left us in the dark to wonder about who it is who has provided all of this. You have revealed yourself as the giver and the sustainer of life. You've revealed it in your word, and for your word, which is faithful and trustworthy, we thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
For those of you listening this evening on WFUR, the scripture passage from Psalm 111 and the prayer that followed was by Reverend John Keary from the Redeemer OPC in Ada.